Historic, unprecedented, unreal, and at times unruly. After more than a year of campaigning and debating, the race to the White House is over. Americans have spoken. The 45th president of the United States has been elected. This is Table Talk, a post-election podcast. I'm your host, Josh Wooldridge, and I would like to welcome our guests, Zach Smiley, Justin Washington, Kira, and Kellen. Less than 24 hours after voters elected Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States, this election has been full of firsts. The first woman to be on the ticket, the unconventional anti-politician. There has been an unprecedented interest among teenagers who have taken the time to follow this election, even though most of us aren't eligible to vote yet. It has captivated audiences from all walks of life. Today, my guests are my teenage peers. Some voted for the first time, others are not old enough to vote. But that does not mean they don't have plenty of opinions on election 2016. So, what are you all's reactions to the election? Do you all think America is still not ready to elect a woman?
I'm disappointed.
Why are you disappointed, Kellen?
Because, like, he's never held any form of office. He's a reality TV star. All he's ever done is had to read off a script. And now he's leading a country with no experience? Like, yeah, he's been people's boss, but, like, telling a bunch of people that they're fired is in no way related to a presidency.
Well, that's your biggest concern. Kira.
It's not, yeah.
I think we would be fine to have a woman president. We just, our options were horrible. And
I mean, it's America's fault completely, because people don't vote in, like, leading up to the election.
Mm-hmm. So, you just don't think Hillary Clinton is qualified to be president?
No, I don't think either of them are.
I miss Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, I was thinking about that as soon as I woke up.
I did too.
What about you, Zachary?
All right, Joshua. I think Hillary Clinton's qualified to be president, but whether she's, like, a good leader for the country in this time, I don't think so.
Come on, guys. She had 30 years in service.
Just because he had 30 years doesn't make you a leader.
I didn't say it, did I? Just
you let me experience from a leader.
What I'm saying is that, I mean, she has experience, more experience than Donald Trump, and I'd rather Hillary Clinton to be elected, but I think that, if she was more of a likable person and all that.
I like her.
I don't think she's likable because
her emails.
Tries too hard. No, well, yeah, she tries too hard and, like, but if she's just not, like, an inspiring speaker. Like, when you hear Michelle Obama or Barack Obama speak, like, it's just, I mean, people are in power. But when Hillary Clinton speaks, I mean, she's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, she's not, yeah, she's not, I mean,
she doesn't get you fired up.
Yeah, she's not likable.
I highly,
like,
disagree
popularity.
With you. I disagree with you completely. Completely. Especially in this election where we're listening to a complete dumbass talk. She is way more inspiring. She gave us hope. Honestly, compared to Donald Trump. You have a man who has...
No, I'm not saying I'm for Donald Trump.
Excuse me.
What I'm saying is...
Excuse me. Thank you. Donald Trump has sexually assaulted women and bragged about it. He has, on many accounts, been accused of being racist. Women, not only going back to the sexual assault, women have come back and said that he has sexually assaulted them. Excuse me.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
what
you compare,
I'm saying
you're
is
comparing
that she
this
is
to
not
a woman
a
that has it, that is in trouble
that's
for
what I'm
her emails,
is
and that's the only thing that you can
person.
Bring.
She's not the right woman to be elected president, but whether
but we're in this situation,
I would much prefer
we're in this situation
for Hillary Clinton to be elected. But I'm saying that she's just not a popular person. That's all I'm saying.
I highly disagree.
Would you ever vote for a woman?
Huh? Yeah, I would. I mean, other than Donald Trump, yeah, I would vote for a woman. I'm just saying she's, like, not a popular person. I don't think America's ready to have a woman president.
Wow. Why wouldn't Are you speaking for America?
No, okay, I'm saying out. That America...
Excuse me, time out.
That, you're trying to put words in my mouth and trying to twist around my words. I'm saying... I.
You just
I
said just America's said, not ready. Time out. Did I not just repeat that?
I what said, I meant... Anything what I meant... Okay, what I meant was...
Please explain.
Is that America...
I'm about to chop you.
I don't think other people, not me...
But she won
people,
the popular vote.
I'm saying...
She is.
Okay. I'm
so America
saying,
is ready.
I don't think other people are ready. But she didn't want to...
She won the
she
popular
didn't win because
vote.
Of the
she
system.
Won the people.
Okay? So I just don't think that other people... There's a lot of people, a majority of people that don't think that...
Obviously not a majority of more than half of the popular vote. She
majority.
Won the... That's not majority.
That's not majority.
I don't know why. Because they're so used to men being elected president. I mean...
Why?
This is a new day.
Because the...
That's a tradition, man.
Yes, it's
running.
A tradition.
What? Why are people so afraid of a woman president?
I don't know why
because
people are
it's about the manhood, I believe. I think it's
yes,
about the superiority.
We've been talking about this in English class. Masculinity.
Superiority.
And that's the way
so
that...
Harsh.
That's the way that people, like...
Men.
Have grown up.
Exactly.
As men is always
the
leaders of the household.
Ever had wars.
Huh?
Masculinity is the Jeez. Entire reason.
We're about to have
wars.
More wars
exactly.
because of... Donald Trump's dumbass.
Yeah, Donald Trump's gonna run around, run his mouth, and not try to make any actual compromise with people. Not try, because
no, he is, but he's gonna try to smooth talk his way in like he does his business deals. This is not just
America.
This
is
not
a business.
Well,
America's not a business.
At times,
yeah, I feel like it is.
The economy is, but not America.
I think his relations have to be different with people.
Really
it's not going to be like a business. It's not going to be a business relationship with people. I mean, there is to a certain point, but not like to an extent.
Yeah. Do you guys think that this racial how do you think the racial divide in America will like go as Donald Trump's presidency like progresses?
I think more racial people are going to begin to. Like,
there have been hate be crimes more, over the last
yeah.
weekend.
I'm just going to tell you that Zachary, I'm not done with you.
I'm done with you.
And then
okay, we're moving
to go on.
On
to your question,
we're moving.
I feel
on.
Like it's going to increase.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you were telling me at your school today, there was already fights about the election.
Oh, yeah,
there was verbal fights, fist fights
yeah,
all day today. And so, as I learned this morning, there's been a lot of bullying. The bullying has increased in these past couple of months due to the election.
But around town, there's been a lot more, like, ambulances and, like, police cars, because there's been a lot more, like, hate crimes, people targeting, like, especially black people. There's a restaurant downtown. I can't remember the name. It's like a wine place. And these girls walked in there, and they go to my school, and these girls walked in, they're like, hey, can we use your bathroom to change, whatever. And the owner's wives, they're like co-owners, her like jacket went missing, and they blamed those girls because they were in the bathroom, which I don't know the full story, this is just what I've got from the reports. And they started just beating the crap out of those girls. And they had to call the police, and they were just like calling them every word in the book that I'm not going to say. And it's wild. Like, dude, everything's been elevated since this election. It's just going to get worse, I feel. It's nothing I've ever experienced personally.
Justin, what do you think?
I think she's right. Everything, like today I heard about there's a gun at Tisky High School.
Dude, what?
A gun at Tisky High School today. On the news happened, like, recently. Like,
Another one.
Yeah, another one happened today. Just got on like about 20 minutes ago.
What?
And I think that might be caused by the tension due to this election
there
that's going
so
on right
much
now.
So what
right
is
now.
Today's mood like? I mean, I feel like today when I woke up,
tension.
When I woke up this morning, I didn't
Did
look at my phone yet.
Somebody was checking you?
When I woke up this morning, I woke up and I said, I'm going to look at my phone and it's going to say Donald Trump is president and I'm going to be pissed. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I found out when I got in the car with Paxton this morning.
I got pissed immediately, and I was, like, just kind of laid there, and I just started thinking. My head started hurting. When President Obama was elected, I mean, at the time, I really wasn't paying attention, but there wasn't so much drama.
Yeah, we were, like, in elementary school.
No, I'm not just that. It's just a lot of drama with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess there was with the first African-American president, but, I mean, this is just...
Yeah, like what you're talking about. I'm just school, I remember like one time a white person was talking about like the election to me. I was only in fifth grade. He was talking about like he wanted McCain to win, I wanted Obama to win. And he's like an argument over just something we didn't even know about.
Yeah, because you guys just hear, when you're that age, you just listen to what your parents say. I've never met, like, an elementary or middle schooler that knew what they were talking about with the election. Mm. Now, I've met so many high schoolers. I've never heard of high schoolers being so into election before this.
Why is that? Why do you think it is?
Because Donald Trump, exactly. His figure right. And his stature, people are like, that's wild. This election year has been wild. D's nuts. That went on for too long.
I think it's technology, social media.
Social media definitely. I believe social media is at its peak right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's never been.
Because they had a field day last night when they found out he was elected.
Oh, yeah.
Especially I think it's dangerous that there's like a hashtag called not my president.
Yeah, he's not my president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People saying going about Africa or Canada.
I don't think
people are buying tickets and getting ready to move. People that can afford to move are like doing it. Yeah, Ryland's
parents were considering moving to Italy because they have friends there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is real stuff, guys.
People are just scared. He's so unpredictable. We don't know what he's going to cause.
Might cause World War III, some crazy war going on in Afghanistan, ISIS go crazy since all the war.
Well, guys, Friday, January 20th, Donald Trump will be inaugurated and take office. It will be a presidency for sure. Well, you've been listening to Table Talk. Thank you, Kelly, Kira, Justin, and Zach. And I'm Josh, your host. You've been listening to the Table Talk, a post-election podcast. Thank you for listening. Join us next time.